A large cardboard box with a sign in black marker reading, "Free Puppies," sits in front of a store. A cream-colored puppy with floppy ears peeks out over the top.
But my puppies! Can I have them?
The girl's mother nods, and the blonde girl takes a black puppy from the box.
See ya!
A title appears in red letters with mud splattered on them. Life is rough. The cream-colored puppy pokes its head and front feet out of the box. Another girl and her mom stop at the box. The girl takes a black puppy. They walk away with the puppy. As the cream-colored puppy leans over the edge of the box, a man and two boys leave the store.
Go ahead, you pick one out.
One boy takes a third black puppy from the box. Later, a girl with a long ponytail takes one of the remaining black puppies. Now, a girl with curly pigtails reaches into the box of puppies. The cream-colored puppy jumps on the edge of the box as they walk away with the black puppy. Next, a woman picks up the last black puppy from the box, leaving the white one alone. She hands it to a blonde boy next to her.
Good luck, little guy.
At night, rain pours and lightning flashes. The cream-colored puppy looks over the edge of the box, dry under the store's awning. A man inside the store turns off the open sign and lights. He locks the door from the inside and walks away. Front paws on the rim of the box, the puppy looks into the stormy night. The puppy drops off the rim, then hops up on another side of the box. It clambers to a corner, and the box falls over. The puppy trots off into the rainy parking lot. It breaks into a run as the rain falls steadily on it. Words on a black background read, "One year later."
Beat it, filthy mutt! Get out of here!
In an alley, a man in an apron throws a bucket of water at a large yellow dog with floppy ears. The dog darts into a dumpster and digs around. A smaller dog with gray matted hair and an underbite stands nearby as trash flies out of the dumpster. The larger dog emerges with a bone in his mouth, and the gray dog runs over. The gray dog opens its mouth, and the larger dog drops the bone. As the gray dog licks it, a van with a siren at the top passes the alley. It stops. It reverses.
Look at the size of that one.
A man in the passenger seat gets out of the van, which reads Municipal Animal Control on the door. He eases toward the dogs.
Okay, big fella. Nice and easy now.
The large dog runs past him.
There he goes! Call for backup now!
As the dog races down the sidewalk, Animal Control drives after him.
There he is!
This is Animal Control. Dispatch calling all units. All units converge on the corner of you.
An AC officer gets out of the van and chases the dog as the van speeds alongside them. They reach a farmer's market.
Stop that dog! I got you!
The dog runs under a table as the officer lands on one. The van stops and the driver gets out. The other officer crawls after the dog, who bursts through a kite, then knocks over a trash can. The officers follow, one touching an old woman's shoulders as he passes. The dog hurries on, wearing the kite. The officer leaps onto a fruit stand toward the dog, who rips the kite off, then ambles across folding tables.
Hey, there he is again!
As the dog jogs beneath another table, an officer knocks over a table of honey cans in the stall's sun. Another AC van arrives as the dog steals hot links.
Hey, there he is! Let's get him!
The dog trots into a clothing rack with the hot links in his mouth. He emerges in a tutu and propeller hat. The rack falls over behind him. The officers lunge for the dog as pedestrians run chaotically around the destroyed market.
Cut him off!
The dog evades them, slipping out of the arms of an officer that grabs at him. He stops and licks a little girl's large swirly lollipop. One of the officers slips the loop on the end of a pole around his neck.
Good job.
They put him in the back of their van and shut the doors. Now a teenage boy opens a closet and takes out a skateboard.
Only two more issues to go.
Lights shine on framed superhero comic books on his wall. Two of the frames are empty. He leaves his room.
Morning,
Mom.
Hi, honey.
Morning, Dad.
Hey, son.
In the kitchen, he hugs his mom, who wears scrubs.
Morning, honey.
His dad kisses her cheek.
Calvin, trash was up this morning.
It's covered, Dad.
Leaving, Calvin answers his cell phone.
Fig, yeah, man, I'm running a couple minutes late. Adjust my schedule accordingly. All right.
Calvin!
Oh, Leonard Thrash, what's up?
Dude, thanks for hooking us up with those Mud Bucket tickets.
Yeah, that concert rocked.
Man, don't forget the lawn clippings, guys.
Morning, Mr. Wheeler. Sun rocks.
You must be, like, really proud.
Thrash, a brown-haired teen, opens the trash bin and Mr. Wheeler unhappily dumps a trash bag into it. Outside of school, students mill around. Calvin arrives on a skateboard. He meets another boy on a skateboard.
What's the word, Fig?
Oh, you've got a pop quiz coming up in fifth period. Also, they mailed out third quarter report cards yesterday, so heads up at home.
Got it.
And you still need a date for the spring dance. I've compiled the dossier from the top contenders and scheduled interviews for lunch period.
What's up? Oh, what's up, man? What's going on? Pretty simple day, you know?
In a cafeteria.
Okay, girls, if you would please be seated.
Girls set their lunches on a table and sit.
I'm captain of the cheer squad, a great dancer. Oh, and I look spectacular in all spring colors.
Calvin holds a photo of her.
You have impressive qualifications, Julie. But I do have one question for you.
Sure, anything.
What is the name of Gotham Man's arch enemy?
I'm sorry?
Gotham Man? Proton Comics? Created by artist Stuart Bickford in 1947?
Right. The superhero. But why are...
Look. Do you know the name of his arch enemy or not?
Sure. It's, I think... Charlie.
A girl with curled hair rolls her eyes nearby.
Thanks, Judy. We'll let you know. Next!
Wait, Frank? Jim? Tim? Eugene? Well, can't this be multiple choice or something?
Okay, next.
Support the local animal shelter. The shelter is in desperate need of renovations and volunteers. Please, take a flyer.
Oh, Emily, sure. I'll take one.
The girl with the curled hair hands him...
Okay, look. Fig, this is the list of comics I need you to pick up. Okay?
Thanks loads, Calvin. Oh, and that's a trick question. Gotham Man's archenemy has no name.
Calvin frowns at Emily as she saunters away.
Please save the animal shelter!
By the kennels in an animal shelter.
Hi there.
I'm sorry, Emily. You know how short we are on funding? We just don't have the space.
Please, Mr. Dudley. Just a little bit more time. I know that I can find Tycho a home. Hi there, buddy. Hey, Tycho.
Tycho? Emily, we talked about naming the animals. It just makes it harder when things don't work out.
But I've been working with him, training him. He's really very sweet.
She holds the large yellow dog.
And I taught him a trick.
Tycho bites Mr. Dudley's shirt.
Hey!
Oh! No, stop it!
She pulls Tycho off him.
That wasn't the trick.
Emily, you're just gonna have to learn. You can't save them all.
Mr. Dudley leaves and Emily kneels beside Tycho.
It's okay, Tycho. We'll find you a home, I promise.
She hugs him tightly. Later, outside a comic book store.
You know, it's my dream to get Gotham Man number one.
You have to admit... The Dark Dragon Chronicles represents the pinnacle of the Gotham Man legacy.
But, I mean, the original Gotham Man? He's like,
hey, Calvin! Calvin Wheeler!
A car pulls up.
We need to talk, man.
The older, curly-haired boy enters a hair salon.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, sweetie.
Don't mind if we use the space a little bit, do you?
No, you go ahead, baby.
Calvin, have a seat.
Seat? That ain't gonna hurt. Sorry.
Listen, man, tonight is the last game of the season. We win this game, we clinch regionals.
You guys are 6.5-point favorites. What's the problem?
Westlake somehow got a hold of our playbook. And they're gonna know all of our schemes.
Seated in a waiting area chair, Calvin touches his lip thoughtfully.
You know what? I might be able to help.
He rises.
Hey, what's that gonna cost us?
Calvin stops at the salon door.
What makes you think I wouldn't just do it in the name of good sportsmanship, you know? School spirit.
Cause I know you, Calvin.
Okay, good enough for me. Come on, Fig.
Hook me up, man. Bye.
Fig smiles at an older woman seated next to him, then leaves with Calvin. Fig drags Calvin into the comic book store.
Come here.
What are you thinking? The game starts in a couple of hours.
I'm thinking Gotham Man, number 43.
Trey, but how and who?
You know, Simon Gimple.
Sure, he goes to Wesley.
Yeah, he's also the basketball team equipment manager.
Calvin gives Fig a sly grin. In a restaurant, lights blink inside a napkin dispenser. Simon, in a green jacket, takes a cell phone from the dispenser. He answers it.
Hello?
So, how's the pizza, Simon?
Calvin, where are you?
That's not important.
Did you bring it?
Calvin stands outside, holding a phone.
And now, to amaze, excite, and inspire, the Bedford High Pre-Game Pep Committee is proud to present Preston Price and his wonder dog, Shock!
In the school gym.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our hope that Jacques' riveting performance will inspire you all to be champions.
The dark-haired Preston stands in front of a Jack Russell Terrier.
Okay.
He throws a flying disc.
Attrape.
Jacques jumps through a hoop going after the disc.
Oh, come on. Hey, could you guys step away from Jacques, please? Hop up.
Jacques hops through the hoop.
Good boy.
In the bleachers.
Oh, isn't that little dog cute?
Calvin, we need that book.
Well, I brought it, but...
Simon, come on, man. We had a deal, okay?
Now, slip it in one of the newspapers in the rack. By the door.
Watching from outside the restaurant, Calvin smiles as Simon takes the playbook over to a rack of newspapers and slips it between them.
Look, Calvin, you said you were going to get me something cool for this. Something high-tech.
Man, you're holding it.
That cell phone is a Rangio SCH-600, man.
That cell phone doesn't even come out in the U.S.
until next year. Enjoy.
He hangs up.
I don't know, Calvin. I feel like a traitor or something. Calvin?
Calvin sneaks in behind him.
Hello? Are you there?
Calvin takes the playbook and leaves. At the game, Jacques rides a skateboard.
Good boy. Let's skateboard.
Preston picks him up.
Thank you. Jacques and I thank you.
At the bleachers.
If Jacques and I didn't fire up this team, nothing will.
Fig shuts his eyes. The crowd in the bleachers stands. The cheerleaders gather on the court, and the marching band plays wearing sunglasses. On the court, the players huddle.
Yo, Fig! Come here!
Fig heads over to the huddle while Preston and Jacques takes a seat next to Julie.
Where's Calvin at, man? You're gonna get crushed out there!
Hurry, guys, be here. This is just like issue 511 of Gotham, man.
What?
Where the nameless one stole the blueprints from the Gotham cave?
Fig, if we lose this game, we're gonna need someone to take our frustrations out on. Are you feeling me?
Fig uses an inhaler. In a line, the cheerleaders turn around, then two of them back handspring in opposite directions. In the hall, the basketball team leans against the lockers. Calvin skates toward them.
Yo, Fig!
Oh, Calvin!
Calvin holds up the playbook, then lifts the front of the skateboard as he stops.
Yo, this should even things up a little.
He hands over the playbook.
Yes! Calvin, I cannot believe you pulled this off! Rich, please, pay the man!
The curly-haired player grips Calvin's shoulder. Rich gives him a comic book.
Gotham Man, issue number 2.
We are going to win this thing, guys! This is promised land time, and I'm taking a stand, y'all! Come on, let's do this! Come on!
The team runs into the gym. Grinning, Calvin hits Fig with a comic book and ruffles his hair. In the gym. In the bleachers, Preston nods.
You see what I mean? It's me and Jock. Our championship spirit is like totally contagious.
During the game, the home team makes a basket. The opposing team makes one next. The curly-haired player on the home team makes a layup shot. Fig gapes as the players run down the court. The home team passes to the curly-haired player, who gets the ball and makes another basket. The home team throws the ball into play, and a player from their team gets a slam dunk. They make another point, and the opposing team makes two more. As the scoreboard counts down from 6 seconds, both teams have 84 points. The curly-haired player makes a final shot. The crowd jumps to their feet, waving yellow and blue pom-poms. Preston stands, holding Jacques in his arms. Calvin dances.
We'd like to thank the entire student body of Bedford Junior High who came out here for this season to support us. Come on, y'all.
The spectators gather around the team.
But we could not have done this without the help of a very, very special fan. We are dedicating this one to him.
This is so embarrassing. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It was nothing, really. It was the least I could do.
Calvin Wheeler! Give it up!
Preston's face falls as Calvin comes forward. He catches a basketball as his fellow students surround him. Preston pushes through the crowd with a stunned expression. Fig claps unenthusiastically. At night, Calvin arrives home with the comic book.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
As he shuts the door, they give him displeased looks.
What's the matter?
She holds his report card.
Did somebody die?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Grade Point Average.
Not Grade Point Average. Hmm?
He peers at it.
No way, that cannot be mine. I am passing every class.
No, you are barely passing every class. You're doing just enough to get by.
And not just at school. Take the garbage, for example.
Calvin chews his lip.
Wait. Did Lynn Thrash forget the lawn trimmings? You know what? I gotta talk to them.
You're missing the point, Calvin. We asked you to take the garbage out.
Look, all your teachers say you're bright and popular, but that is not enough, Calvin.
Look, we want you to go to college, have a real future. But that's never gonna happen if you keep taking every shortcut you can.
His dad gives him a hard look, and Calvin leaves with a nod. In his room, comic book posters and stickers cover Calvin's walls. Calvin frames his new comic book and sets it on the higher of his two shelves.
Issue number 2 down, issue number 1 to go.
Smiling, he climbs onto his bed, lies back, and looks proudly at his collection. He nods. At school, Calvin skates down the ramp next to the stairs, balancing on the back of his board with the front end lifted.
That was a good one. What's up, Fig?
Fig skates over to him.
Fig, you okay? Great.
He sucks on his inhaler.
Marks Comics! Main Street, go!
Calvin skates away. Fig follows tiredly. At the comic book store, two boys read. Calvin and Fig burst in. They round the glass counter, then stop suddenly. They drop to their knees, gawking at a comic book behind the glass. Fig grips his inhaler, wide-eyed. Calvin gulps.
That can't be what I think it is.
1947. Gotham Man, numero uno. Edition one.
But there's only 8 known copies in existence.
Look at the price, Calvin.
The sign reads $3,000.
$3,000?
Calvin rests his helmet against the glass.
There's no way. Your current net worth is $144.63.
Fig holds a calculator.
So that means I need to raise.
They sit in the cafeteria.
$2,855.37. Not including tax, it's impossible.
It's what? What do we say about the impossible?
Okay.
Fig stands on the table.
Expect the impossible!
Fig extends one arm and flexes the other.
Fig, get him!
The other students watch as he gets off the table. Outside a mansion, 4 landscapers carry a metal fountain up a lawn.
Not there, you doofus. Jacques and I need a full 100 feet for our training.
Jacques bounds down the lawn.
Jacques! Arrête!
He bites Calvin's foot as he skates past and Calvin falls.
Get away from Jacques!
Preston hurries over.
Oh, Jacques, my precious. Did that bad, bad boy hurt you?
Calvin looks back.
Are you crazy? That little rat of yours attacked me.
This rat happens to be Jean-Jacques Saint-Germain de Dupree. He's an award-winning purebred terrier. We've won Royal Hound Dog Food's Top Dog Invitational 2 years in a row.
Congratulations. If I ever decide to give a flying whoop, I'll let you know.
Calvin starts skating away.
Yeah? Well, whoop on this. First prize is $5,000.
Calvin hops off his board.
Could you repeat that?
$5,000. We defend our title in 2 weeks at the Bedford Civic Center.
In the library.
According to the Real Hound Top Dog rulebook, their invitational finals is held once a year. In order to qualify, you have to place first in at least one regular season Top Dog event.
Win one event to qualify? No problem.
The librarian wags a finger at Calvin.
That gets you an automatic invitation to the Top Dog Finals. It's a freestyle event judged on a scale of 1 to 100. The owner and the dog must perform a 90-second routine. Well, you can do anything. Tricks, acrobatics, whatever will impress the judges.
Sound like easy money.
Yeah, except the Top Dog season is almost over, and we happen to be missing something kind of important.
Calvin frowns.
Like what?
He raises his brows at the librarian.
A dog.
Later, they stand outside a pet store.
This one's $850. $850?
Kevin, these are real purebred dogs. They cost real money.
Yeah, yeah. We need one we can get real cheap.
Fig shrugs. Calvin takes a flyer.
What's this say?
He reads it.
Central City Animal Shelter?
Calvin lifts his gaze from the flyer and shrugs. Later, he skates up to a storefront with a sign reading, Central City Animal Shelter. He peers in the window at a small dog in a cage.
Hello there, Zugu-Ugu. Hello. How are you today? Hello. Hello, little buddy.
From the back room, Emily gives him a confused look. Calvin unclips his helmet and enters the shelter as Emily joins him in the front room.
Calvin?
Oh, hey, Emily!
He takes off his helmet and stands near the small dog's cage.
So, how does this work?
How does what work exactly?
You know. Me, you know, getting a dog?
She grins.
You're not serious. You wouldn't even hold my puppy when I brought him in for show and tell in the third grade.
You remember that?
You said that animals were dirty.
You remember that?
Calvin, I have known you for years. You never do anything unless there's something in it for you.
You know what? I thought maybe adopting a dog would be good for me. Help me turn over a new leaf.
He dons his helmet.
Maybe I came to the wrong place.
He heads briskly for the door.
Calvin, wait. There is one dog.
Now, in a kennel.
What is that thing?
I named him Tycho.
Tycho jumps on Calvin and licks his face.
Aw, he likes you. Aw, good boy, Tycho.
Okay, look, okay. Are you absolutely, positively, 100% sure this is the only dog available?
Tycho bites his shirt and pulls him. Tycho rips it.
Give me the shirt! Give me!
Tycho, will you let go of
his shirt?
Give
me the shirt! Biting his shirt, Tycho drags Calvin down.
He loves to play tug of war.
Tycho lets go.
Take him or leave him.
On the floor, Calvin sits up. Later, he staples his shirt.
Oh, and do me a favor. Don't buy any Royal Hound brand dog food or any of their products.
He staples.
They sponsored these horrible dog shows, and I can't stand seeing animals exploited.
Oh, yeah, totally. Me neither.
He puts it on.
Okay, all you need is a signature from parent or guardian.
She holds out the adoption form.
That's not going to be a problem, is it?
Oh, of course not.
He takes the form with a flat smile. In his kitchen, he covers the top of the form with his report card.
I promise you will work harder next semester. I mean it this time, Calvin. No shortcuts.
I will, Mom. I promise, okay? Okay, now don't forget, sign here.
Yawning, she signs the report card.
And right down there. Okay.
She signs the adoption form.
Thank you, Mom.
At the shelter, Tycho licks Calvin's face. He pushes Tycho off with a disgusted expression.
Okay, okay. Should I be worried? You know about germs?
No, actually, he should. A dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Calvin looks behind Emily.
I find that very hard to believe.
Tycho drinks from the toilet.
Tycho! Come here, boy. Come here.
She leads him over.
Okay. Now, this is my home number. Okay. Give me a call if you have any problems. And I'll be coming by your house in about 10 days.
Really?
Yeah, it's a standard post-adoption interview. Just to make sure that you're fit as an owner.
Cool. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Calvin, you are responsible for this dog now. You do realize that?
Hey, no problem.
Tycho drags Calvin out.
Okay, let's go.
In a park, he stands next to Tycho on a skateboard.
All right, giddy up.
Tycho steps on the board.
No. I am not going to pull you, okay? You are going to pull me, okay? Okay, let's go.
A woman pulls a golden retriever on a leash. Tycho charges toward them, yanking Calvin on the skateboard. Calvin holds a leash attached to Tycho's harness, who bounds across the grass next to the sidewalk. Calvin's arms wave as he tries to keep his balance. He heads for a picnic table. He jumps, lifting his skateboard off the ground and letting go of the leash. He lands on the picnic table. Calvin chases Tycho on his board as the dog runs through a skate park. He jumps the board onto a rail and skates down it. He reaches the edge of the skate park as Tycho trots in another direction.
Tycho! This is getting ridiculous.
Tycho sits.
You stay right there, I'll be right back. Don't you move! Okay, here we go.
Calvin drops into the skate park bowl. He jumps a rim, then lands on the curved wall and rides along it. He jumps a flowing hill in the concrete, then continues riding along the walls of the bowl with other skaters. He skates past Tycho up a wall and into the air. As he lands, Tycho wanders off.
Where'd Tycho go? Oh, Tycho! Oh!
Calvin jumps a boy with an afro selling ice cream from a cart.
Oh, yeah.
He picks up Tycho's leash as the dog jogs away.
Man, you gotta have a tongue.
Tycho pulls Calvin down a sidewalk.
Look out, bad dog!
They pass a sign reading, all dogs must remain on leash.
Not the hill! Tycho
charges up a grassy hill, hauling Calvin on a skateboard behind him.
Stop! Stop! Tycho! Stop! I'm losing my grip! Tycho!
They press the hill. Calvin throws the leash aside as he rides down it, heading for a pond. He skates off the end of a dock and flies through the air. He lands in the pond. Tycho lies on the bank as Calvin bursts out of the water. People gather on the hill. Tycho rolls over in the grass and Calvin wipes his wet face.
Oh, Tycho!
Later, with Fig.
Come on, man, it's just for a couple of weeks.
I don't know, Calvin.
Look, man, you won't even know he's there.
Why can't he just stay with you?
Are you crazy? My parents won't even let me have a goldfish. Look, man, this is just like issue 723 of Gotham Man, when he had to tame those wild stampeding buffalo mutants.
Yeah, but Gotham Man has, like, superpowers.
So do you.
Soaking wet, Calvin turns from Fig and Tycho.
You just don't know it yet.
Calvin. Kevin, you can't be...
Calvin leaves. Later, in his room, he uses his computer. Fig knocks on his bedroom window. Eyes wide, Calvin opens it.
Pigman, you okay?
7 pounds. That's the weight limit allowed for pets at my apartment complex. 7 pounds.
Come on, Pigman, I was counting on you. Issue 723 of Gotham Man, remember?
Gotham Man's landlord never threatened to evict him. Tycho's like 24 times over legal limit.
Right. Let's just get him in here.
They lift Tycho through the window. He jumps on the bed, grabbing a blanket in his teeth.
Later, man.
Later.
Calvin shuts the window and faces Tycho.
Hey! Who do you think you are, buddy? You are a guest in my home. Shh. Control yourself. Okay, look. You sleep here. Okay. Hey. You... Okay, come on. Get him. All right, shh. Quiet, okay? This is not acceptable. You sleep here. You want me to show you? Go like this. Go just like this.
Calvin lies on the floor on the blanket. Tycho joins him and brings a stuffed toy over.
See, sleep. Yeah, all right.
Finally.
Okay. See? Sleep time.
Calvin gets in bed.
Good times, good times.
Tycho hops onto the bed.
Oh! Hey! Hey, hey! Hey!
He lies on Calvin's legs. Calvin throws up his arm and drops it. Later, his clock reads 11:45. Calvin lies awake on his back. Tycho sleeps with his chin on Calvin's head and a paw over his chest. In the morning, in the kitchen.
Hey, sweetie. Are you okay?
Huh. Heard you snoring last night.
Yeah, it sounded awful. Are you getting a cold?
Yeah. I'm coming down with something. Excuse me.
One more thing, Calvin. You're a growing boy. You really need to shower every day.
His dad tosses him toast and gives him a pointed look in a park.
Okay, there's only one sanctioned event left in the Top Dog regular season circuit. It's our last chance to get an invitation to the Top Dog finals.
All we have to do is win it.
Owners must lead their dogs through a series of ramps, tunnels, and water hazards. Time penalties are assessed for each missed obstacle.
Preston walks over to their bench, carrying Jacques.
What are you doing with that?
Well, when you said you were competing in the dog shows with Jean-Jacques, Ancient Doodoo, I decided to put my dog in there.
Preston sets down Jacques.
It may be a big deal at school, but dog shows are out of your league. Do you understand? I will destroy you.
Chill, Preston. Look, man, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes here, okay?
You listen to me very closely. Whatever scheme you're planning with that mangy mutt, you better just drop it now. Okay? Consider yourself warned.
He pokes Calvin. Tycho loops around him, catching Preston's legs in his leash.
Hey.
Tycho breaks into a run and yanks the trapped Preston into a freshly planted flower bed. Calvin and Fig leap onto Preston's legs, but miss. Mud splatters on Jacques as he scampers alongside Preston. Preston holds the leash as he's pulled through the mud. Calvin falls on his face.
Oh, Jacques, I'm sorry.
Later, Calvin and Fig walk Tycho, all three caked in mud.
Stupid dog.
The boys shuffle forward with hunched backs. In Calvin's backyard, they wash Tycho's muddy fur with a hose.
You're such a mess.
Tycho shakes. Fig and Calvin spray each other, both falling on the ground.
How's that, huh, Calvin?
Fig sits on him and sprays him.
Okay.
Calvin, come on!
Get him, Tycho!
Oh, Tycho, stop!
Calvin showers Fig, and Tycho holds a hose in his mouth. Meanwhile, Calvin's mom's van pulls into the driveway.
Dude, your mom's home!
Calvin fumbles on his hands and knees. His mother enters the driveway gate and shuts it behind her. She walks up the side of the house and reaches the backyard.
Oh, hey, kids. What you doing?
We're just, chilling.
Chilling like a villain, Mrs. Wheeler.
Yeah, chilling.
They peek at her from inside a hot tub. She shakes her head, then enters the house through a sliding glass door. Tycho lifts his head between the boys and Calvin pats it. At night, Calvin sleeps wearing headphones with his fingers interlaced over his stomach. Tycho lies beside him with his back pressed up to Calvin. Calvin's brow furrows. In the morning, Tycho stands in front of an empty bowl.
What, man? I have to go to school.
Calvin shuts the driveway gate and leaves. Tycho picks up the bowl in his teeth, then brings it to the sliding glass door. He drops the wooden bowl and slides the door open with his nose. He trots to a freestanding water dispenser in the kitchen and puts his paw on the nozzle. He drinks the water that drains from it. As water spills from the dispenser, Tycho opens the fridge. He takes out a loaf of bread, then pulls a bag of food from a cabinet. He grabs eggs from the fridge and they crack open on the floor. Cereal surrounds a ripped open bag on the floor. Tycho takes a plastic pastry box off one of the fridge shelves, then knocks over a quart of milk. It spills on the floor and he laps at it. Now he takes a bag of flour from the cabinet and tears it open with his teeth. Later, Calvin opens the driveway gate.
Tycho!
He shuts it behind him.
Tycho! Come here, Tycho!
Calvin strides along the house. He enters it through the open back door. He freezes and looks down at the floor, then the mess covering the kitchen.
Sweet mother molasses! Tycho!
Tycho lies on the floor, covered in flour.
Tycho!
Calvin's shoes slip on the filthy floor.
Tycho! Tycho! Don't you worry!
Tycho jogs into the living room and lies on the couch. Calvin runs in. Through the window, he sees his dad get out of the van with a grocery bag.
You have got to be kidding me! Man, I gotta get you out of sight! No way.
He quickly unfolds a blanket and covers Tycho with it.
Come on. Okay, stay.
Calvin sits next to Tycho as his parents enter.
Calvin?
Oh, hey, guys! I was just, fixing a snack.
What on earth happened?
And stop fidgeting. I know you're up to something.
Are you okay, son?
Wait! This is all my fault. We can stay here. We can still stay here. Yeah. Dad, look. See, I just had a couple of friends over. That's all.
That's all? Calvin, look at this mess.
It looks like foreign agents ransacked our kitchen and didn't find what they were looking for.
This might need work. Look.
In the kitchen, he sweeps, then mops.
Look, I can explain.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay. Look. This is all my fault. I'll clean it up.
Now hold on, young man.
Okay, Dad, I'll do it. I'll clean it up.
He's hiding something.
But think about it. He didn't try to make any excuses, and he didn't blame anybody else. This is the first time I've ever heard Calvin take responsibility for anything.
Cleaning, Calvin gives them a thumbs up.
I'm surprised he even knows where we keep the mop. We'll leave him.
Calvin's mom scrutinizes him as the parents leave the room. Calvin waves at them, then throws down the mop, dashes into the living room, and grabs Tycho.
Okay. Come on, Tycho, come on. Wait. Quiet. Let's go.
He sneaks Tycho into his room and slams the door. At night, Calvin enters his room tiredly and locks the door. He pauses, his eyes bugging out.
Tycho! Tycho!
He rushes to Tycho on the bed.
These are my sneakers!
They're chewed up.
No.
He lifts a ripped paper.
This is my geometry homework. Now, do you have any idea how long it took Fig to do that? Now, you tell me, what am I supposed to tell my teacher? My dog ate my homework?
Calvin, who are you yelling at? Is everything all right in there?
Yeah, Mom. I was just, doing my nightly meditations.
His mom sniffs the air, then sprays it with an aerosol can. The next day, Calvin leads Tycho into the backyard.
Breaking the house, chewing up my sneakers, eating my homework. I don't care about this dog show, even if it is another week. We are over. You hear me? We are over.
He ties his leash to a tree, then skates out of the yard. Calvin shuts the gate behind him.
Right after school, Tycho is going right back to the pound.
But what about the show?
It is not worth it.
Calvin, it's your responsibility.
Not anymore.
Hey, Calvin. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Leonard? What's up, Thrash? You know, I didn't realize it was garbage day.
Look, this is kind of awkward for us. How do I put this?
Well, it's like this. We got a pound on you.
Tycho stands.
Fig, man, get out of here.
No way!
Leonard swipes Fig's helmet. Thrash tilts his head and Fig runs off.
It's nothing personal, Calvin.
Yeah, we like you. Everyone does. But we're getting paid.
It's business. You can appreciate that.
I mean, can I at least ask why?
It's, Preston Price. He wants you and your dog to stay away from that dog show.
And we're supposed to, you know, encourage you to drop out.
And you know how persuasive we can be.
Tycho pulls on the tree.
Look, man, none of this is necessary. Tell Preston I have taken Tycho right back to the pound today after school.
Look, we still got a pound on you. We've already been paid.
Yeah, we got ethics and stuff.
Sorry, Calvin. There's no talking your way out of this one.
So you want it in the face, or the gut, or what?
In the backyard, the tree leans as Tycho pulls. Out front, Leonard grips Calvin's backpack.
Surprise me.
He makes a fist. Tycho bursts through the gate, dragging the pine tree attached to his leash. The uprooted stump hits Thrash and knocks him over.
Oh, man! Are y'all okay?
The bullies lie on the ground, dazed.
You stupid dog! Come on, buddy, come on!
Calvin and Tycho run off. Later, Calvin stains the now repaired gate. His parents watch from inside.
I've been meaning to fix that gate for months.
So let's recap. Our son is just spontaneously doing work around the house without even being told?
I don't think it's our son.
Hello? Yeah, Emily? Yeah, it's Calvin. Yeah, sorry to call so late. It's just that, I could really use some help with Tycho. Well, nothing's really wrong. It's just that...
In his room.
He's a little bit more than I bargained for. Okay, okay. Sit.
In a park.
Bad dog. I said sit. Do you know what sit means?
You can't just yell at him.
He's doing it wrong.
Well, why don't you try teaching him the difference? Reward him when he does something right. Come here. Come here, Tycho. Come here. Good boy. Yeah, okay. Now sit. Sit. Yeah, good boy.
Emily feeds Tycho a treat.
So that's it? Just give him food?
A dog needs more than just food. You have to give him encouragement, patience, approval. And if you really want a dog to respond to you, you have to give him love. Yeah, who's a good boy?
Emily scratches Tycho as he lies on his side in the grass. Now, Tycho jumps playfully as he holds a yellow toy. With another toy, he plays tug-of-war with Calvin. Pulling one end of the toy, Calvin falls over. Now he lies in the grass as Emily sits with them, both petting Tycho. Later, they fly a kite and run behind Tycho as he dashes across the grass between trees. Emily looks back at Calvin. Then he trips, holding the kite. Now Tycho holds the end of the kite string in his mouth as the kite floats above him. Tycho, Calvin, and Emily lie with their heads together on the grass. Later, at a table on a restaurant patio.
And you have to put aside your needs for what's best for the dog.
Right, right. Emily, can I ask you a question?
Fire away.
How did you know Gotham Man's arch enemy was nameless?
Duh, I read the comics.
You read them? Or do you just skim through them sometimes, maybe?
Test me.
Okay, the license plate number of the Gotham Mobile.
Before or after it got totaled in issue 533. What is with the trick questions? Have you ever just been straight up and real with a person?
No. Never.
He cocks an eyebrow.
Par for the course.
Big, I am telling you, Emily was just amazing with Tycho today. You know what? I think we have a good chance of winning that obstacle course event.
He and Fig skate up to Calvin's house.
Mom's home early.
They ride around the house. Calvin's mom stands in the back door holding a duster extension pole.
Calvin, Fig, stay outside. There's a bear in the house, all right? I've barricaded it in your room, and I'm calling 911.
Mom, chill. Shh. That's not a bear. That's Tycho, my dog.
You're what?
Later, Calvin and Tycho stand outside a closed door.
It has to go back to the pound.
Now hold on. I had a dog when I was a kid, skinny little thing, followed me home one day. My mom and dad let me keep him.
Well, honey, it's very sweet, but I just...
You know, the funny thing about having a dog, they're a real pain. Destroy everything in sight, pee on the rug, slobber everywhere, but you love them anyway.
So you're saying this would be good for Calvin?
I'm saying that love doesn't have any shortcuts.
Lying on the bed with her, Mr. Wheeler smiles at his wife. In his room, Calvin sits on the bed with his arm over Tycho. His parents enter wearing somber expressions. His dad shuts the door as his mom folds her arms over her chest.
Okay. Tycho can stay.
Really? Yay! Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
He hugs her.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you.
Not so fast. There's still the little matter of you tricking your mom into signing the adoption papers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Just slipped my mind.
No TV, no cell phone.
For 2 months. And your grades better start getting better.
They will, Dad. I promise.
He hugs Tycho.
You can stay.
His mom pets Tycho's head and his parents leave his bedroom. During the day in the backyard, Calvin holds Tycho's wooden bowl, which is full of kibble. Tycho sits in front of him. Calvin pretends to eat a kibble, then tosses it to Tycho. Calvin sets down Tycho's full bowl, and the dog eats. A large bag of dog food leans against the side of the house near them. Later, Calvin scoops kibble into Tycho's empty bowl. Tycho munches on it as Calvin watches. Now, Calvin holds the empty bowl as Tycho smells it. Calvin looks inside the bowl, then at Tycho. Tycho eats directly from the bag of dog food. Calvin sits on the ground beside him as Tycho drags the bag away. Later, Calvin exits his house through the front door, pulling a small black plastic bag onto his hand. He pauses and looks at it. Now, he returns from inside, shaking out a big trash bag. Air fills the bag as he pulls it over his arm. Outside an ice cream parlor, Calvin reads comics with Fig and holds his cone out to Tycho, who takes a big bite. At night, lightning flashes on Calvin's superhero posters. A flashback shows rain pouring on the free puppy sign and puppy Tycho in the box.
Good luck, little guy.
The boy leaves Tycho in the box, in the present. Calvin awakens in bed.
It's okay, Tycho. It's just a bad dream.
Tycho lies next to him.
You're safe with me.
Calvin pats Tycho, touches his head to his, then rolls over. Tycho lies his head on the pillow. During the day, a man and a woman hold microphones.
Welcome one and all to Bedford Civic Auditorium, the site of the last regular season event and Royal Hound Dog Food's Tough Dog Show Circuit.
Today we'll be seeing the obedience and obstacle dog trial.
Well, this has got to be the most athletic of all top dog canine competitions.
That's right, Chuck. Owners have to lead their dogs through a series of obstacles in a test of speed and agility.
And, Holly, the winners of this competition will go on to the Top Dog Finals 1 week from today. The excitement has already begun here on the red carpet, where we've seen dogs of all shapes, sizes, and colors arriving. Holly, I'm being told right now that two-time Top Dog defending champions are pulling up.
That's right, Chuck. It's Preston Price and his champion purebred Jean-Jacques Saint-Germain de Dupuis.
Preston, you and Jacques have already locked up an invitation to next week's final. What are you doing here today?
Narrowing down the competition, Chuck. All right, I gotta go.
What a well-groomed boy.
Nearby, Tycho rolls on his back in dirt as Fig and Calvin sit on a bench. On the red carpet, Preston signs an autograph. Fig taps Calvin.
Preston and Jacques just made quite an entrance.
You know what? If they can arrive in style.
Calvin looks over his shoulder.
So can we.
A white truck reaches the red carpet.
Hey! Hey, how's it going?
At the window.
That is one big dog you got there.
Yeah.
It's a great day for a dog show, isn't it?
Calvin sneaks through the back seat with Tycho and onto the red carpet.
Do you see the size of that one, Holly?
I'm not even sure that was a dog, Chuck.
Boycott dog shows! Boycott Royal Hounds!
On the red carpet, Calvin and Fig drop to all fours. They crawl behind Tycho past Emily, who holds a picket sign.
Of animals! Boycott dog shows!
Inside the massive auditorium.
Check it out.
Calvin and Fig walk Tycho across the open floor past the obstacles, audience seating beyond.
Look how many owners look exactly like their dogs.
A woman with a bow in her hair holds a dog with a bow on its head. A woman with a pink hat and earrings poses for a photographer with two toy-sized dogs in pink outfits. A woman with black curly hair smiles with a miniature black poodle. An older man poses with a gray-faced boxer. Calvin eyes Tycho.
That better not happen to me.
Calvin and Fig walk Tycho past owners grooming their dogs on numbered tables.
Hey, how you doing?
They approach Preston.
Hey, John, juice.
Calvin grins at Preston, who gives him a dismayed look. They move on. They reach a check-in table, and Tycho jumps on it with his front paws.
Yeah, we're here to sign in.
We don't usually get new entries this late in the season. It's highly unusual.
Well, better late than never, that's what I always say.
Excuse me. I'd hate to intrude, but Section 1 of the Royal Hound Top Dog Rulebook clearly states that all dogs competing in any sanctioned competition must meet a minimum general presentation requirement that are up to Top Dog standards. Clean fur, clip nails.
He's right. You'll need to get a judge to sign off on this before you and your animal can compete. You have stall 14.
Good luck. You'll need it.
Preston retreats.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
The dog show official wears a concerned expression. At the grooming tables, a dog owner blow-dries her small dog's long ears. At another table, a woman fluffs her poodle's fur. At a third table, a woman holds a crystal beside a beagle.
Big book at this place, man. It's like we warped into some freaky alternate dog universe, you know?
Kevin, these dogs have entire teams of professional groomers.
So, what do we have?
One comb. The event begins in 1 hour. We're never gonna have Tycho ready in time. It's impossible.
They reach their grooming table.
How many times have we been over this, Fig? Man, you haven't really got to learn to expect the impossible.
Calvin makes a phone call.
Rundell? Yeah, what's up, man? It's Calvin.
All right.
Later.
It's psych, Chaw. It's game time.
Rundell, baby, what kind of client did you say this was?
Stall 14? Thank you.
They reach Calvin.
Man, I owe you. Don't worry about it, kid. You know me. I live to compete. Let's go. Mom, the team is all yours.
Now, this is what I call a challenge. All right, front court, you're on nail picking duty, so move. Guards, I want to see them teeth white and shining. Come on now.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to be feeling me right now. Let's make this happen, y'all. Come on. Yo, man, pass me those clippers.
As the basketball team and his mom surround Tycho, Rondell holds his big head.
Hey, look me in my eye. You are too fast. You're fast like a freight train. You cannot be stopped. It's not in the body, it's in the mind. Are the Mac Daddy dog. That's right. Are you feeling me?
In lane one, we have two-time Top Dog defending champions, Preston Price and Jana.
Preston waves at the audience.
And in lane two, we have Calvin Wheeler and his dog, Tycho. Yeah.
Calvin leads the freshly groomed Tycho as Preston frowns uncertainly.
Look at that.
I don't believe it, Holly. This is Calvin and Tycho's first competition, but clearly they have unleashed a team of stylists that know what they're doing.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Gordon Hair Salon, 5th and Main. Honey, you need to come see me.
Rondell's mom hands a card to a woman with teased hair.
This is an event that favors smaller, more agile animals, Chuck.
Unless Tycho is a lot more fleet of foot than he looks, this won't even be close.
Jacques and I are going to teach you and your mutt a lesson.
Well, I'll just see you at the finish line, Preston.
Dogs ready. Handlers ready.
A girl lifts a flag.
On my mark.
Rondell looks at his mom.
Get set.
Go.
Jacques, let's go, Jacques.
Preston leads Jacques as the dog weaves around cylindrical poles.
Weave, Jacques. Good boy. Weave.
Calvin and Tycho start the course, knocking all the poles over as they pass.
My colleague, Holly, did you see that?
Tycho is crashing through the obstacles like they aren't even there.
Jacques hops through the ring, then over two low jump bars. As Tycho enters the hanging ring, its chain breaks. Calvin takes the ring off Tycho, who knocks down the jump bars as he leaps over them. Jacques runs through a tunnel.
They're tunneling through right now.
Ooh, that little dog is still in the lead.
He's so cute.
Tycho drags Calvin as he takes out the second jump, then hurries through the tunnel. Jacques runs up a ramp and dives into a blow-up pool.
Splish splash, he's taking him back.
That dog is doing swimmingly.
I think that's a doggy paddle, Chuck.
Tycho! Whoa!
Tycho darts past the obstacle, slamming Calvin into the ramp. He bites and tears the pool with his teeth, spraying the judges with water.
You're gonna have to shake that one off.
Jacques! Tycho!
Calvin slips.
Oh, Jacques, are you okay, Jacques?
My bad.
Oh, oh, come here,
Jacques. Jacques hops out of the deflated pool.
Jacques. My dog!
Oh, Jacques, are you okay, Jacques?
Stay
I love
right
you
there.
So much. Are you okay, okay?
Calvin grabs Tycho's leash.
Okay, both
feet. Oh, boy, that dog is flying across the bridge.
Tycho takes the lead.
Tycho scrambles off a bridge obstacle as it sinks underneath him and digs in the dirt and fake plants below. Judges exchange unimpressed looks. Preston puts Jacques on a ramp.
Go, Jacques. Jacques, go, Jacques.
Tycho continues to tear up the plants. Jacques hops off the ramp and joins him in the dirt box, jumping on Tycho. The boys climb in after them.
Jacques, this is an award-winning dog.
Get off of my dog.
They're digging up some trouble now, Jacques.
It's pandemonium. Canine catastrophe.
Judges, we have a violation. Code red.
There's a race going on.
Tycho bounds out of the dirt.
Wait for me, Tycho. Wait. I'm coming.
As Tycho runs into a chute, Jacques chases him inside.
All right, Tycho, we're going to win.
Jacques. Jacques.
Preston and Calvin guard either side of the chute as it rolls across the floor. In the stands, Rondell opens his arms. On the floor, Tycho busts through the wall of the chute, running with it as Jacques steps out the other side.
I think he's snaking his way to the finish line.
Dragging that thing like a dragon, isn't he?
Tycho frees himself, then crashes through a towering pyramid of dog food cans.
That can't be good.
Judges, this is an outrage. Jacques and I are filing an official protest. Jacques!
Oh, Holly, it looks like Preston Price has lost control of his animal.
I've never seen the champion this flustered, Chuck.
Chuck, go with that
bad dog!
He's got to get to the finish line. He's almost there.
Tycho knocks over signs as Calvin leads him past them.
Come on, Tycho. Come on. Don't stop moving, Tycho. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep
Preston carries Jacques.
Please move, I'm trying to win the race.
Preston Price has just been hit with a penalty for carrying his dog.
Oh, that is going to cost the champ.
Tycho runs down a ramp.
Come on.
The digital time clock reads 1 minute and 37 seconds. Hugging Tycho, Calvin pulls him to the ground. Rondell gives his mom a surprised look, who shakes her head as she claps. Calvin dances.
Okay, Chuck, it's going to take the judges some time to tally up all those penalties here.
Looks like we're finally going to get a ruling from the head judge.
The dog in lane two, Tycho, completed the course in 1 minute, 37 seconds. After calculating the time penalties assessed for missing every single obstacle, the final time is 2 minutes and 6 seconds.
Unbelievable! Calvin Wheeler and his dog, Tycho, have just set a new course record.
With some very unorthodox strategy, I might add. Just listen. The crowd is begging for more.
It's not fair. You cheated. You can't just smash through obstacles like that. Come on.
The winner is Calvin Wheeler and Tycho.
Oh. Preston's jaw drops. Rondell pumps his fist. Calvin saunters over to Preston.
That first place finish is going to secure this unknown dog an invitation to the Top Dog Finals next weekend.
Calvin Wheeler and his dog Tycho have just shocked the dog show world.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Holly.
Bow wow for now.
Later, reporters surround the winners.
Hey, Calvin. Hey, please. One at a time. You.
Charles Mettler, Perfect Poochie Monthly. Some members of the K-9 press corps have already called your dog Tycho the Terrible. What do you think of the nickname?
Well, if the shoe fit, you get it? The shoe.
Mandy Cole, Fancy K-9. Calvin, you and Tycho have now qualified to enter the Top Dog Finals. Two-time defending champ Preston Price says that he will be impossible to beat. Any response?
Calvin looks back at the glowering Preston. He stands.
Expect the impossible.
That's great.
As a woman rubs Preston's shoulders, another pets Jacques. At school, Emily takes a book out of her locker. Fig opens his, carrying two skateboards.
Help me out, Fig.
Calvin throws his backpack on him and walks off. As Emily picks up Calvin's dropped helmet, Fig shoves the items in the locker, then eyes her.
Thanks.
No problem. Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
What's the deal with you and Calvin? I mean, you follow him around like you're a servant.
Fig leans against the lockers.
When I first moved here, kids made fun of me, you know, because I have asthma.
And Calvin didn't?
No, he did. He was the worst, actually.
But why?
Do you remember in second grade when I had that really bad asthma attack during recess?
Oh, yeah, they called the ambulance and everything.
Yeah, I forgot my inhaler that day. I just couldn't breathe. Everybody was standing around, staring at me. The kids and the teachers.
But not Calvin.
You remember that Mr. Agatha Pulse, the janitor, also had asthma. Calvin ran inside, got his inhaler, and brought it to me. Came and saw me every day while I was in the hospital. Read me comic books.
Let me guess. Gotham Man.
Gotham Man. Dark Dragon Chronicles.
The inside of his locker bears photos of Fig and Calvin.
So there really is a heart of gold in there?
Yeah. It's just deep. Deep down sometimes.
He shuts the locker door. Later, Calvin opens his front door.
Hey, I'm here for the follow-up interview.
Ah, we've been expecting you.
He smiles and Emily enters.
Please, have a seat.
She kneels on the floor at a coffee table with place settings on it.
Where's Tycho? This is about him, remember?
Tycho enters carrying a pizza box in his mouth. He brings it to Calvin.
Good job!
Here we are.
He opens the box.
Lunch is served.
Thank you, Tycho.
Yeah.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you, Tycho.
They eat pizza. Later, they play a first-person shooter video game.
I mean, you're joking, right? You don't honestly think that Avenging Angie is a better comic than Gotham Man.
Come on! Better artwork, better storylines, more complex characters.
Listen, lady, okay? Gotham Man is an icon.
You know what? You're just lucky that I'm here to evaluate your qualifications as a dog owner. And not your taste in comics.
She blows up his player.
How are your video game skills?
Oh, look.
You know it.
She starts to leave.
See you later.
Emily. The spring dance is next week. I was just wondering, if you wanted to go. I mean...
He grins.
With me.
She smiles.
You have very impressive qualifications, Calvin. I do have one question for you, however.
Oh, yeah, sure, anything.
Do you look spectacular in all spring colors?
That's a trick question, you know I do.
Pick me up at 8, then.
She faces a newscaster on TV.
The Top Dog Final, presented by Royal Hound.
Wait, you know we can change the channel.
Stop. Dog shows
comes up tomorrow at 3 p.m. Two-time defending champion Preston Price and his dog Jacques will take on the newcomer Calvin Wheeler and his dog Tycho, or as some are calling him, Tycho.
I should have known.
She marches out of the room.
Emily, wait!
He chases her to the driveway.
You know what? Let me ask you something. What were you going to do with Tycho after you were done using him to make your money? Take him back to the shelter?
Look, no. That was just the way it started.
Oh, but wait! You've changed. Yes. Now you have a heart of gold, and you really love Tycho.
That's it. That's right. That is exactly right.
Then prove it. Don't enter him in that show. Drop out now.
He turns from her.
Goodbye, Calvin.
Emily storms off.
Calvin!
Fig skates over.
Emily. We have a problem.
In the house.
Tycho has a home. He has a family that misses him. Look, they're even offering a reward to get him back.
How many flyers did you see?
They're everywhere. They're all over the town.
Take them all down.
What?
I'm not losing Tycho. Not now.
Kevin, this is his home. His real home, where he belongs.
Says who?
Kevin, look at it this way. If you lost Tycho, you'd want him back, right?
Just do it, Fig. Now.
Calvin stares out the back door. He hangs his head. Fig rises from his chair at the kitchen counter, holding a lost dog flyer.
No.
What? What did you say to me?
He's selfish. He only cares about himself. That's what they all say about you, Calvin. But I never thought that they were right. Until now.
Fig shoves the flyer toward him on the counter and leaves quickly. Calvin picks up the flyer with Tycho's photo on it. Later, he sits on his bed with it. His parents stand over him. His mom sits next to him.
I want to keep Tycho more than anything.
Tycho lies next to him on the bed.
I know you'll do the right thing, son.
Mr. Wheeler puts his hand on Calvin's shoulder, and Calvin pets Tycho's head. During the day, Calvin wears a rain jacket and walks Tycho, holding the flyer in one hand. He steps on a doormat with the word home on it. He knocks on French door, standing on a house's front porch. A man opens one.
Yeah, I have your dog.
Great. I can't believe it. Look, honey, it's Chester.
Chester. Look. Chester. Come here, honey. Come give Mom a kiss.
She withdraws her hand.
Go on, Tycho. Come here. Chester.
Thank you for bringing him home to us. Billy, go get the reward.
No. Keep the money. I don't want it. Just promise me you'll take good care of him.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
The brunette woman takes Tycho's leash and Calvin leaves the porch despondently. Calvin looks back at Tycho.
Stay. You hear me? Stay.
Calvin dons the hood of his rain jacket, stuffs his hands in its pockets, and marches away. Calvin looks back at Tycho, who stands on the porch watching him, then shakes his head and keeps walking. At night, Calvin reaches out in bed and pats his empty pillow. He sits up on his elbow, then bows his head. He lies back down, then slams his face into his pillow. During the day, he sits sadly on the lawn next to his skateboard and backpack. Fig arrives on his board. Fig stops and kicks his board into his hand.
Hey. Hey, where's Tycho?
I took him home.
But the Top Dog Finals is today.
Calvin stares at the ground.
I know.
Fig touches Calvin's shoulder. Later, he bursts into the shelter.
Emily!
He leans in the back room window.
Hey, get out of here. I want you to know something. Calvin gave Tycho back to his real family, and he didn't accept the reward.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you can say a lot of bad things about Calvin. They're probably true, but you can't say he doesn't love that dog.
This photo of Tycho, I took it.
No, it's impossible. That was taken by his real family.
Mm-mm, look.
She pulls up a photo on the computer.
I took this photo when they first brought Tycho into the shelter.
But that means that this flag couldn't have been put up by Tycho's family.
Something's not right.
Now, Fig and Emily arrive at Calvin's house.
Calvin!
Emily gets off a bike.
What's up, Fig?
Calvin comes over.
Look at this.
They show him the lost dog flyer and Emily's flyer, which have the same photo.
It was Preston! You know what? He made up those flyers and posted them himself. He did it all. He knew how much I cared about Tycho, how much I wanted to do what was best for him and get him back to his real family. Except they're not his real family. They're phonies.
So who are they?
They had to be somebody Preston could control.
Not there, you doofus.
I knew that guy looked familiar.
So what now?
Now we get him back.
The three of them peer over a truck bed.
That's Tycho.
They sneak over to a basement window in Billy's house, spotting Tycho inside.
Oh my goodness.
I don't care what we're getting paid. I want that beef gone, and I mean now.
We should get help.
Dude, There's no time for help. Okay, Fig, you go knock on the door. Keep him talking, okay? We'll sneak in through the back.
I'm gonna go with him. Right. No, Calvin, wait a second. I'm not you. I mean, you know, I'm not good at lying.
Fig, don't think of it as lying, okay? Remember,
She points above them.
Do you remember issue 426 of the Dark Dragon Chronicles? When Gotham Man had to provide a distraction?
Oh, so the Justice Legion could sneak through the Dark Dragon Lair.
Yeah, got it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Fig hurries up the porch to the front door. He knocks. Billy answers.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm here to give you the opportunity to subscribe to these leading magazines at a generous discount.
What is going on, Billy?
Some kids selling magazines.
The brunette woman joins them. Calvin and Emily sneak in the back.
Kid, we don't want no magazines.
Behind them, in their kitchen, Calvin mimes choking. Fig drops the magazine and grabs his throat. He drops to his knees.
What's wrong with you, boy?
Are you okay, hon?
What's his problem?
Fig collapses.
I think he has the asthma. You know, like my cousin Gail?
Meanwhile, Calvin and Emily run down the basement stairs to a closed door.
If he dies on our porch, he can probably sue us or something, right?
Shut up, Billy!
Calvin and Emily bring Tycho out of the basement. As they pass through the kitchen, Fig lifts his head.
You feeling better, huh? Watch. Thank you.
Fig runs off. Later, they reach Calvin's.
Oh, Tycho! Ah!
Calvin hugs him.
Hey, Fig. When did the Top Dog final start?
Fig checks his watch.
8 minutes and 22 seconds ago. Why?
Emily smirks at Calvin.
You're not thinking what I think you're thinking.
You and Tycho have to compete. And you have to win, otherwise Preston will.
It's up to him. What do you say, boy? Up for getting exploited one more time?
The kids and Tycho pile into a minivan with Mr. Wheeler in the driver's seat.
Dadgummit, we have a dog show to win!
Buckle up, everybody!
Welcome back to the Top Dog Finals, sponsored by Royal Hound Dog Foods. This year's theme, Around the World in 80 Dogs.
Contestants have just 90 seconds to impress the judges with any performance routine. Jessica Rose and her dog, Chi-Chi, are just finishing up next to the display of the Awful Tower.
That's going to bring up this show's two-time defending champion.
That's right, Chuck. It's Preston Price and Jacques.
Holding Jacques, Preston waves from atop a ramp obstacle. Rondell and his mom sit in the audience. Preston descends the ramp as a cameraman films him. Jacques sits at the start of the course.
Okay, go.
A dog show official lowers a flag. Preston holds his hand out as he runs along a line of fire hydrants and Jacques weaves between them. The timer counts down as Jacques flies easily over a jump obstacle. Next, Jacques runs through a hole at the bottom of the spotted Eiffel Tower statue, leaps over another jump, then dashes through a tunnel. Preston jogs alongside Jacques as he scurries up, then down a ramp. The timer counts down from 53 seconds. Jacques jumps into a pool, then swims across it. Rondell's mother claps unenthusiastically.
There it is, Calvin and Tycho. We are up next.
Inside the Wheeler's minivan.
Calvin, what are you gonna do? You and Tycho don't even have a routine.
His dad smiles.
I think we might. Right, Tycho?
Calvin clips the leash on Tycho's harness. At the dog show, Preston touches a flying disc to his chest, and Jacques jumps for it repeatedly. Preston throws the disc, and Jacques catches it.
What a catch! What are those, Chuck?
Flying discs, Holly.
Wow!
Rondell rolls his eyes. The timer counts down from 13 seconds. Preston swings his arm behind him and Jacques rolls over. He bites on the disc as Preston swings him.
Fantastic!
Ooh la la, Jacques!
The timer hits 1 second.
Wow.
Preston holds up the flying discs and Jacques pants beside him. A woman in the audience smiles broadly. Preston carries Jacques.
Routine by the champion.
Rondell gives his mom a tense look. Preston brings Jacques up the ramp he started on.
the scores.
A 98! Unbelievable!
Ooh, that is going to be nearly impossible to beat.
It's going to get rough in there, Chuck.
Preston takes a seat beside another contestant. The head judge reads.
Next up is Calvin Wheeler and Tycho.
Don't hold your breath.
Preston pets Jacques. Outside, the Wheeler's van pulls up to the dog show's red carpet. Tycho and Calvin race out of the van. Inside.
This is the final call for Calvin, Wheeler, and Tycho.
Calvin skates down a hallway as Tycho runs ahead.
Go, Tycho! Go!
In the auditorium, Preston sits smugly and the head judge leans over to another judge at the table.
It looks like there's going to be a disqualification.
Tycho and Calvin round a corner as a man flips a wall switch.
Don't roll over yet! Look!
Flames shoot up on either side of the giant Top Dog competition sign at the head of the auditorium. Rondell wears a confused look and shifts in his seat. A shadow appears behind the sign as Calvin rips through it. Rondell stands as Tycho runs in dragging his leash. Calvin skates down the platform in front of the sign. He skates up a ramp, flies through the air, and lands as Tycho bounds alongside him. The judges watch disapprovingly. Holding Tycho's leash, Calvin thrusts a fist in the air. Big Emily and Calvin's parents file into a row in the audience and sit. Preston Sprout furrows. Calvin skates up to him.
Surprised?
You and your no-good mutt still have to beat a 98. It's impossible.
Calvin smirks.
You may begin, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, full speed, Tycho. Full speed.
Okay, Holly. Calvin and Tycho will have 1 minute and 30 seconds to impress the judges in this freestyle exhibition.
Let's see what they have in their bag of tricks.
The dog show official waves down her flag. Tycho trots beside Calvin as Calvin holds his leash and weaves between the fire hydrants. The timer counts down from 1 minute and 26 seconds. Tycho runs for the first jump.
He is headed for the stable windmills of our Don Quixote display.
He clears it.
The audience is just mopping this up.
Calvin hops the jump on his skateboard.
Right for the Arpel Tower. And they're through!
Look, Tycho and Calvin are headed for the ancient druid ruins of Bonehenge.
Tycho makes the second jump. Calvin jumps off his skateboard and over the bars, then lands back on it.
Now they're on their way to Mount Rushmore's halfpipe. And they are moving!
Tycho runs through the tunnel as Calvin bends over and rides behind him, holding Tycho's leash. He comes out smiling on the other end. With a perturbed look, Preston picks up Jacques. He adjusts his necktie, then walks past the rest of the seated contestants and their dogs. Tycho runs past a ramp. Calvin rides up it, then jumps his board, lands on the railing on the other side, and slides down it. Calvin's parents beam proudly. The head judge takes notes. Backstage, Preston peels back a cover and steps into a space beneath a ramp obstacle. He takes a hammer from a toolbox. He grips it in his fist. On the course, Tycho runs past another ramp as, holding the leash, Calvin skates up the ramp, then across the top of the pool.
Oh, you see that? Calvin just skated right over the waters of the South Pacific.
Big looks at Emily.
Now they're headed for the bridge too far.
Below the obstacle, Preston knocks down wooden supports with the hammer.
Calvin and Tycho are going to have time for just one more trick, Holly.
That's right, Chuck, and they are picking up some serious speed.
Tycho gallops, pulling Calvin behind him on the skateboard. The timer counts down from 10 seconds. Preston holds Jacques beneath the large triangular ramp. Oh! It falls apart as Calvin skates up to its apex. Tycho catches his falling skateboard in his mouth. Calvin soars through the air. The judges flee as he lands on their table. Calvin slides down the broken table, then waves.
And Calvin sticks the landing!
Oh, how'd I do?
It's obvious Preston sabotaged the event.
He's disqualified.
Preston Price cheated.
That's what we'll do. Let's wrap it up.
We award the routine
a 99.
That's it! They've done it!
Calvin Wheeler and his dog, Tycho the Terrible, have just won Royal Hound's Top Dog Final.
His friends beam. Tycho brings Calvin his skateboard. It breaks in half as Calvin takes it, then holds it overhead victoriously. Later, Calvin, Fig, and Tycho face reporters.
Calvin, guys, please,
one at a time.
How prepared was
you?
Emily Watson, Bedford Animal Shelter Monthly Newsletter.
Yes?
Calvin, I was wondering, do you have any plans for the prize money?
Mrs. Wheeler looks at Calvin, who smiles.
I sure do.
Tycho wears Calvin's helmet. Elsewhere, a duster dusts comic books and frames on a table. A sign behind a podium reads, Stuart Bickford Memorial Animal Shelter.
And just who was Stuart Bickford?
The creator of Gotham Man.
Mr. Dudley and Emily share the podium.
These renovations were only made possible by a generous donation from Calvin Wheeler and his dog, a former resident of this shelter, Tycho the Terrible.
Calvin pets Tycho.
You did it, Calvin.
Calvin smiles. In the shelter, a banner above the back room door reads, Grand Reopening Adoption Fair. A girl squats in front of a kennel with a chihuahua inside.
You know what? If we're ever going to get Rufus a home, we've got to work on his social skills.
Rufus? You know what Mr. Dudley says about naming the animals.
Hey, what can I say? He looks like a little Rufus to me.
Guys, he's just scared, that's all.
Fig enters Rufus's kennel.
Hey, buddy. Hey, little guy.
Hey.
Would you look at that?
Fig holds Rufus.
He actually likes you.
You know what? I'd say 5.2, maybe 5.3 pounds. Definitely under the weight limit for my apartment complex.
Looks like you and Tycho have some stiff competition for next year's dog show.
Ha! Please. After the performance Tycho and I gave, I don't think there is a dog on this earth.
Come on, buddy.
Okay? That can...
Oh, yes. You are such a good boy. Yes, you are.
You have got to be kidding me.
Rufus turns in a circle as Fig directs him. Fig picks him up, then shrugs.
You know what, Fig, wait. How about we team up? You, me, our dogs? You know, we can do this kind of tag team tandem thing. Yeah, I mean, we can't lose. At the very least, you're going to need a manager. You know, someone to help you count that money. He's out of the star.
He wraps an arm around Fig's shoulders. Through the back room window, Tycho lies with a gold chain around his neck. A circle closes around his face, revealing the dog show poster of a dog with a spot on one eye wearing a tilted crown.
He don't sit in no window because he ain't for sale. And I'm kind of sure he likes me by the way he wags his tail. I know he tried to save me if I fell down the well. Because he's a friend I can depend on. Lordy, what's that smell? It's a dog.
This film was described by Deluxe with funding from Walt Disney Studios, voiced by KG Tang.